glory to God. Does it do to you what it does to me? Isn't that a trip? Out of all them songs on there, that little man sing that little sound. Amen. That's something to you. Somebody say, we can make it if you trust in the Lord. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Just stand up and give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what people think. Amen. You know, they might not have a lot of confidence in you, a lot of hope in you. Amen. But I tell you what, you made it. Amen. And you're going to make it. Amen. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to make it. Amen. And you are making it. Hallelujah. Look at where God's brought you. Amen. You may not be exactly where you want to be, but just think about where you could be and what you came out of. And it's going to get better. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's going to get much better. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for allowing you to make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. You can open your Bibles. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just need to wait right here.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 11, verse 26. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. That's a good sound, isn't it? And whosoever liveth and believeth. Somebody say live.
Live.
Say live.
Live.
And believe.
And believe.
Shout, everybody say it. Live.
Live.
And
believe.
And it's not talking about any kind of living. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think it's on out there. Hallelujah. She knows what to do. Hallelujah. Somebody might want to help. Now listen. Everybody say live.
Live.
And
believe.
Believe. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good daddy there, isn't it? Amen. Whoever liveth and believeth shall never die. Now, before you believe, you got to live, don't you? Now, what are you talking about, liveth? Amen. Are you just talking about breathing and existing? No, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about living in the Spirit. It's talking about encouraging yourself in God. How many of you know that you can be alive in the Spirit where you sense the presence of the Lord, where you hear His voice? Like that time, Dawn, you were there at the hospital, I believe, and somebody lost a child, amen, and you got to see the angel come and pick the child up, amen. I tell you what, that's living, isn't it?
Amen.
I mean, that's living, isn't it?
Amen.
That's living. Said, whosoever liveth and believes will never die, amen. I like that. Now, on John chapter 12, go there. Verse 24 and verse 26. And I'm talking about staying alive. Everybody say, staying
alive.
Everybody say, staying alive.
Staying alive.
Oh, y'all are too quiet in here. Amen. Yes, let me talk in the grave. Should we go back to this morning's message about being dead? Amen.
No.
How many of you are coming alive? Amen.
Amen.
Now we're talking about how to stay alive. Says this, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and dies, it abideth alone. But if it dies, I'm talking about two kinds of death, amen? We don't want you to die in the Spirit. We don't want you to die in the supernatural realm, amen? But boy, in the natural, I'd love to shoot some of you off, amen? And I'm sure there's a lot of natural things in me you'd love to shoot off, amen? But there's some natural things that we need to reckon ourselves dead to. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're not going to be able to live in the spirit unless you're able to die to the flesh. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The measure of the life that you get to live in Christ, the measure, everybody say measure.
Measure.
The measure of the life you get to have in Christ is in proportion, amen, to your willingness to die to the flesh. You will never go overboard in the realm of the spirit, amen, until there's some type of sacrifice in the natural realm. So you say crossover. If you want to be on fire, how many want to be on fire for God? Well, you got to give him something to burn.
Amen.
Everybody want to start a fire, but nobody wants any fuel. You need fuel to have a fire. Amen. I won't be on fire for the Holy Ghost, but you don't give God anything to burn. How many would love to have a fire going? Most of the time when I've had a fire of God burning on the inside of my life over a season or something like that, he was burning something within me, burning something out of me. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe a mindset. Maybe an attitude, maybe a thought process, amen? Maybe a weakness, amen? Maybe a fear, amen? Maybe an old pain, maybe an old wound, amen? In order for you to burn in the realm of the spirit, amen, you've got to give him something in the carnal realm to burn. Do you have anything to burn tonight, amen? You need to have a sacrifice, and he'll meet you on the altar. God will meet you in covenant on an altar that you sacrifice on. So say sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
So listen, except a wheat of corn, except corn, a corn of wheat fall into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Amen.
Some say much fruit.
Much fruit.
Before you can bring forth much fruit, you've got to die. I like that song Donnie McClurkin sang. We got it here. Amen. We'll play it one time. Everybody say, we fall down and we get up. We fall down.
Amen.
And the saints are just the sinners that fall down and get up. You know what? And people got all mad about it and said, oh, that's so unscriptural. But you know it's the truth.
Amen.
We fall down, but we get back up again. Amen.
Amen.
And that's how you make it. That's how you make it in your Christian walk. You're not going to pick up every little new thing that God gives you. You're not going to just automatically hear it and then start walking in it without stumbling over it a little bit. Amen. You're going to try a little bit. Amen. And you're going to get in that thing. Amen. Then one day, you know, there's going to be some time you stumble a little bit as you're trying to get it. But you know where strength comes from? Getting back up again.
Amen.
Some say sit-ups.
Sit-ups.
Have you been practicing your sit-ups? Or when you fall down, do you just stay there? Amen. Some say, I'm going to bear much fruit. I'm going to tell you, the fruitful ones are not the ones. You know, we used to think in school, we get this revelation. We see the little smart ones and all this stuff. They do everything right, everything perfect. And some of us that were the talkers, amen.
Amen.
And the looking out of the windows, amen.
Yeah.
How many of those that we got in here? I know you got it. I know most, 90% of you are, amen. We used to have a problem about people talking in church. And I asked the Holy Ghost, this was a while back. I said, God, what is the deal with all of this talking in church? I can't speak with all this commentary going on. And God said, you reaping what you sow. Remember them classrooms, those teachers, the teachers that you put through, amen. She was trying to teach that lesson, amen. And you were just running your mouth. You get what you reap what you sow. And I repented and it got much better, amen. I started threatening people and it got much better, amen. So somebody say, praise the Lord. But listen, we, you know, unless you have to go through to be strong in the Lord, you have to experience some things spiritually. You have to experience some things in life to be a strong believer, one of great faith. Amen. You got to go through some stuff. And I'm not talking about just being beat up by the devil. I'm talking about going through trials. Amen. And in our trials, we learn the names of God. Amen. When you have to depend on him, you can't tell me you know that you can depend on God unless you had to. You can't just read it in a book and say, oh, I trust in him, not unless you know that you can depend on him. Amen?
Amen?
You don't trust anything until you've tried it. I don't care who you are. I can say, you can be my best friend, but if I don't know you and if I hadn't had you in the place to where I really need you to come through in the friend, I don't know that for sure. Amen?
Amen?
But it's the same way with God. There are many things that you will never know him to be, amen, until you allow him to walk you through it. You'll never know how great a deliverer he is until he brings you out of something, amen. And people wonder why when they sing certain songs, you're the one that cries, amen. And they wonder, what is this boy up here crying for? Everybody crying for I made it, amen. Because maybe we think we've made it out of something, amen.
Amen.
And we can realize that, amen. We can relate, amen. We know all about that. Some say we can experience that. We took that class, amen.
Amen.
So except a corn of wheat fall to the ground, it's not going to bear anything. How many of you are tired of beating yourself up from falling? Now, I'm not giving you permission to fall all the time. Amen. I'm not telling you that. Amen. But I want you to know you can keep getting back up again. Amen. That you will be fruitful. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You'll bear much fruit. Amen. Those are the kind of people. Look at David. Look at all the scriptures and all the psalms in the Bible that we got from David through his experiences. Amen. Somebody say,
I want to bear much fruit.
Talk to my mom. You want to get a prayer through, you need to call my mom sometime. Amen. You know why? That didn't come because her pastor's so great, even though he is a good man. Amen. That didn't come because she just watches the TV all day long. Amen. It didn't come that way. You know why it came? Amen. Because she's had to die a lot.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And through every experience of death, amen, we come out to a new level of life. When I see people go through some trying times, I look, I said, boy, somebody's going to be smiling at the end of this. Amen. The real self. Amen. The real person is going to shine through. Some say, we come out better.
We come out better.
You ever heard the term, I've been tried in the fire? Amen. You ever been tried in the fire? Let me tell you what. You know how they make gold? They burn it. Tried in the fire will come out just like pure gold. All precious things, amen, are developed in pressure. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to be anointed? How many of you want to be anointed? So, oh, that person's so anointed. They really got it. Amen. They must just pray all the time to really endorse that anointing. That's what makes it so strong. You know what it comes? You know where the anointing comes from? It's the same thing with oil. They get an olive and they crush it. And they keep squeezing it. And they keep crushing it. Amen. They crush that thing that looks so good, looks so perfect, to where there's nothing but oil that comes out of it. Amen. Someone saying, except it die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Let me tell you what, when you love your life so much, I'm talking about that old life, you're going to lose the life that God really has for you. Remember we talked about he that despises not his own ways, or if you despise the way that God wants you to walk in, amen, you're going to die. For not really taking, you know, God's leading you to do a certain thing and you don't think that the leading of God is important, that you don't make it a priority in your life. You know, somebody weighs 600 pounds and the doctor gets up there and tells that person, hey, if you don't get a couple pounds off your butt, amen, you're going to die. They get real serious about it. If you don't lay off the salt, you're going to be in trouble. Well, do you know it's the same way spiritually sometimes?
Yeah.
There are some people that just need to lay off some things in order that they might live. Amen. And if we don't start to evaluate the way that we walk, amen, the way that we talk, amen, the way that we handle our spirituality, the way that we handle our salvation and take it seriously, amen, the end of that thing is going to be death. And we don't want that to happen, do we?
No.
Now it says, listen, if you love your life so much, let me say, your life.
Your life.
Say your life.
Your life.
I'm not talking about the life of the Spirit. I'm talking about the life that you so care so much to put together. My time, my career, my emotions, my possessions. Amen. All of those things. You can get to the point to where you just love this stuff so much. Amen. You're going to lose the wonderful life that God really has for you. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing that you can think up in your head is better than what God has already planned. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has got a plan for you, and there's nothing you can coop up, nothing you can think up, nothing you can dream up that will ever compare to anything that he's already planned for you. And unless you're willing to lose, we'll say lose. It takes faith to lose some things. Now, you're going to trust. You ever seen people that box? They go through some rounds, and every once in a while they say, lay back. They're going to take some blows this time. Amen. Lay back. Amen. And they got to say, I'm not going to exert myself too much. I'm going to have to take some blows. So the next round, when I come through, I'm going to have some strength. You know what? It takes faith to let some things go. How many of you ever had to let things go in faith?
Amen.
People go, relationships go. Amen. Even the way that we handle, you know, our possessions. Amen. The way that we handle our ministries. Amen. The way that we handle our life. Amen. Our plans, you know, when we love that stuff so much, we're really going to miss out on the life that God has for us. And I believe that life's going to start to manifest. I'm a witness it does. You know, I praise God every day for His provision. I praise Him every day. I love getting up and saying, Father, I can listen to Your word today. I can hear Your voice today and You'll come through. That's a blessing, people.
Amen.
That is a blessing. Amen. But we're never going to be able to walk completely in the blessings of God unless we're willing to die to the flesh. See, you know what? When we think that, you know, there's nothing that I have that I really need. And if you really know me, you realize that. There's nothing I have that I truly need. Amen? All I need is Jesus. And He will always be a provider. He'll always be a comforter. And He'll always come through. And if we don't have that mindset, and if we don't have that life, and we don't have those goals, you know what will happen? We'll miss out on the life of the supernatural or the life that God's planned for us. And God doesn't want us to do that, does He? Now listen, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Isn't that strange that he said that? And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now I'm looking at that verse, he's getting into service, and people think Jesus jumps around and Paul jumps around when he's writing. What do you think he's talking about, follow me? You think he's just talking about the example of being a Christian and all this other stuff? You know, I used to think that when I read this, but as I've been getting into the Word and studying this message, and I'm thinking about laying down life, amen, thinking about he's talking about dying, then unless you're willing to die, you won't really be able to live the way God wants you to do. You know what Jesus is saying? Follow me through the life of sacrifice. He said, I had to lay down my life. He said, no greater love is any man than he laid down his life for a friend. And that's really what God said. He said, follow me in this example. Follow me as I submit my life to the Father and allow Him to do whatever He wants to do with my life. Even though it costs me everything, amen, guess what? I'm going to lead you in that direction, amen, and I want you to follow me there. If Jesus did it, you can do it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say follow Him.
Follow Him.
Say follow Him.
Follow Him.
He had a lot more at stake and a lot more to lose, amen, than you could ever coop up. But yet, he didn't even consider any of that stuff of a greater value. Even the throne in heaven. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even seeing the Father and being one with the Father. He didn't even consider any of those things, think about that, greater than being obedient to the will of the Father. Now, isn't that something? What a sacrifice. So say, follow me as I follow Christ. There should be nothing that we put beyond obedience. There should be nothing that we allow, amen, even religious things, even, you know, don't you think that's a religious thing that he, you know, that wasn't that religious, wasn't that spiritual, amen? Wasn't that a ministry? Seated in heavenly places and all this other stuff, but yet the will of God demanded that he give it all up and humble himself, amen? Come down here and do what? So to say, die. And until he died, amen, we couldn't have multiple anointing. Somebody say hallelujah. But after he planted himself, he was the anointed one. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say hallelujah in this place.
Hallelujah.
The anointing came down. He was Christ the Messiah. He came down here to die. And he died, and they put him in the ground. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And ever since that day, since he got up, everybody else that comes back from the dead, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Comes back anointed just like him.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ever seen Superman? I believe it was Superman that used to jump in the telephone booth. Some of y'all remember that. Some of y'all are old enough. Most of you are old enough. Amen. Superman used to open the telephone booth up, and he'd get inside, and he'd do that little thing, and he'd change. The place of change for the believer is the place of death. Somebody say hallelujah. So God wants us to do the same thing. Except a man die, he will never be able to live the way that God wants him to live. Go to Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Say, I can live. Say, I can live.
I can live.
I can have life in Christ and life more abundantly. And I'm not just talking about being culturally religious people. I'm talking about being who God wants us to be and seeing those things manifest in our life. Are you understanding me today? Romans chapter 8, verse 13 says this, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall do what?" Everybody shout it out.
Die.
Everybody say that real clearly. If you live after the flesh, you'll die. Now, who was he writing to in the book of Romans? Christians. He was writing to Christian people. He wasn't writing to unbelievers. He was writing to Christian people. He said, if you live after the flesh, that means if your life is based on nothing but living in carnality, living after your own fleshly desires instead of the life that Christ calls you to live in and the attitude that he calls you to live it in. Amen. You're going to die. But God doesn't want us to die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So say, if you want to live, you got to die. So you got to practice. You got to practice knowing what to kill. So often we're so quick to kill the Spirit in our life. We're so quick to quench the Spirit of God in our life. You know, that simple little voice, he's not going to yell, he's not going to drive you, but he's going to lead you. And we're so quick, you know, to silence the Holy Spirit. We know that's right. Oh, shut up, Holy Ghost, I don't want to hear you. Not right now. You know, we think because, you know what, he's sweet, because he's gentle, because he's meek, because he's patient, because he's loving, because he's gracious, amen, because he's merciful, we don't consider the Holy Spirit in our life to be God. So we say, he's still God. And so often we're telling him, go back to your room. Go back to your room. Not today, next week. You know what? We have to stop doing that kind of stuff. And, you know, if we want to live the way God wants us to live and come alive, we need to stop quenching the Spirit and pushing the Spirit back, amen, and start mortifying the deeds of the flesh. Whoever screams the loudest is what gets done. On a daily basis, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you know, what is your, you know, when impulses come, are we going to be led by the move of the Spirit, amen? Now, how fast do you move when the Spirit's on you? When you feel the inspiration of the Spirit, how fast does it move? No, we usually write it down. Some of us do. And stick it somewhere. I'm going to do this maybe next year. As soon as I get together, I'll do this. Amen. But as soon as the impulse of the flesh comes, how quickly do we move? How quickly do we move when we feel something of the flesh? Anger. Amen. Resentment. Bitterness. Lust. Amen. All those things, you know, we can be so quick to respond to. We are so alive in the flesh, amen. But when it comes to the spiritual things, when God says, just pray 5 minutes, amen, hang it up. It ain't going to happen. So we have to learn. If you want to live, some say, I want to come back to life again. I want to be resurrected. How many of you want to be resurrected?
Yeah.
Back to the way God wants you to be. If you want to rise again, amen, you better kill the flesh. You better mortify the deeds of the flesh that you might be able to live in the Spirit. He says, if you through the Spirit, somebody say, through the Spirit.
Through the Spirit.
Say, through the Spirit.
Through the Spirit.
That means you got to let the Holy Spirit in these Holy Ghost meetings. Amen. You know what? He'll be quiet. He'll be sweet. He'll be gentle. But you know, he'll even help you. He'll help you. He'll help you sometimes. He'll tell you straight up what you are if you let him. He'll confront you. Somebody say, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the flesh. That means you and the Holy Ghost go on. You allow him to start to shave you and shape you and to mend you and to make you what he wants you to be. So say, let's take them down together so that you might be able to have the Spirit. Now, in the book of Revelations, let's go there. Revelations chapter 14, verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Now, doesn't the Bible also say God is not a God of the dead, but of the living? So then why would it say on top of that, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord? Some say blessings.
Blessings.
Say blessings.
Blessings.
There is a blessing on those, amen, that live this lifestyle of death to the flesh. When we die in the Lord, somebody say, hallelujah, that's just not necessary to get all, you know, just getting our heads chopped off, amen. But I believe it's those that live a life of mortifying the deeds of the flesh, amen, that the Spirit of God might be able to live in us. Somebody say, blessed.
Blessed.
Say, blessed. Aren't the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, how many of you believe in the blessing of God? Well, that's an automatic blessing. Amen. A lot of us hold on to the flesh is because we think it will bring us increase. We think that it will bring us profit. We think that it will make things better for us when all it's doing is slowly killing you. But you automatically get the blessing starts the moment that you start killing the flesh. The moment that you say, blessed are those, listen, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that ye may rest, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud, one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Some say ripe.
Ripe.
Say ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So say ripe.
Ripe.
What makes things or fruit come to ripeness? What makes fruit come to ripeness? Death. Somebody say hallelujah. Death brings fruit to ripeness. You want a piece of juicy fruit, amen, you're not going to stick it back on the tree. You're going to pull it off and set it in a window or something, amen, and wait. And at that right time, you pound on that little melon or whatever you're going to eat, amen, it's going to be just right. When this body and when the church and when the body of Christ and the people of God start to follow the example of Christ, amen, and you know what, they get so, somebody say, God's not going to let you rot. He's going to let you get ripe. So say, I won't rot. I'll just ripen. And before you rot, because you're not going to rot, he'll be here to pick you up. Somebody say hallelujah. He's coming back for a ripe church. Somebody say ripe. Not a rotten church. See, so many of us think that God wants to make us rotten and no good and of no use. Amen. No, I tell you what, sweet ripe fruit smells good. Amen. Ripe fruit smells good. God will not allow you to rot. He will only ripen you. And before you get rotten, before, don't let the devil lie to you and say, hey, I'm going to rot out here. Amen. He'll be here to pick you up. Amen. Some say, when I'm ripe.
When I'm ripe.
Some say, when I'm ripe.
When I'm ripe.
when the harvest is ready. He will reap the fruit of the earth. Somebody say, glory to God. You know what happens? I believe heaven gets around. You know, Jesus is sitting down here waiting. Amen. He sees the fruit. Oh, my goodness. It's coming to fruition. It's coming to fruition. Then all of a sudden, he's going to smell the fragrance from the earth, ripe fruit. Somebody say, I'm here for you, Father. We won't be here long, church. I believe that's what's going to call the master. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the crossing over the point. As soon as he died, he went on to be with the Father. Amen. That same path. Amen. That same path. That same thought process. Amen. Is going to get you there. Amen. The only thing that's bound to the earth is your flesh. Amen. And as soon as you crucify that thing, you're free.
Amen.
He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Say, I want to get ready
for
the great and mighty harvest. When the king comes in the clouds, you talked about, they saw the Son of Man riding on the great white cloud. Amen. And he saw the precious fruit of the earth, which was what? Ripe. And he harvested it. Are you ready to be harvested? Are you ready to be harvested? Amen. Ain't no angels coming to rip you off a tree when you're not ready to go. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to give up? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will bear much fruit. We will bear much fruit. Unless a seed die, amen, it's not going to bring forth anything. So let me tell you something. You haven't lost a thing. You haven't missed out on a thing. Amen. God's about to do something great. You just stay stable where God's got you. You just stay stable where God's got you, and a good confession. Amen. Don't let your flesh lead you. Don't be dominated by your flesh. You'll come up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every tree reaches to God, people. Every tree reaches to God. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Did you enjoy that tonight? So say, I want to. Stay alive.
Stay alive.
I want to stay alive. Say, I want to be ripe. Precious fruit of the earth, ripe and ready. Let's just lift up holy hands in this place tonight. Father, we thank you for the people that you love. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good. You're so good, Jesus. You're so good, Jesus. You're so good. You're a mighty God. You're an awesome God. Yep, thank you, Father. He's in this place. He's in this place. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, he's saying it. Even now, you're going to be all right. Glory to God. He's going to come through. He is going to come through. He's going to come through. The only thing you got to do is ripen yourself. Hallelujah. And you only ripen yourself by just letting go. Hallelujah. Let go and let God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Father, I pray for everybody under the sound of my roof. These are the fruit of your hand, Father God. These are the people that you've hand-selected to love you. Amen. To follow you and to walk in your spirit, God. Lord, I pray that as they peacefully depend upon you, Lord, that they would not lean to their understanding, to their own understanding, Father God, but that in all of their ways, they would acknowledge you, Father God. And Lord, you said you would direct their paths, that you would order their steps and that you would direct their steps, Father God, and that you're the God that leads us beside green pastures. Lord, you want to direct us to good places. You want to lead us to a better life. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, lead us. Lead us. We won't gripe. We won't complain. You don't have to ditch us in the wilderness, Father God. Lord, we'll just, if you have to, duct tape our mouth if we can't say the right thing, Father God, so that you might be able to lead us, that praise might be on it. We trust you. We depend upon you. And we give you the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to receive tonight's offering before we go. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And y'all stay in the Spirit as we do that. Don't get out of the Spirit. The Lord is moving. Hallelujah. Give you some time to consider what you want to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Daniel, it's going to be all right. Did you know that?
Amen.
Did you know that? Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. God's got a plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Improve your prayer life. Improve your prayer life and watch what God does. Amen. Both of you together. Hallelujah. And he'll put a hedge of protection around you. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against you is going to be able to prosper. Hallelujah. God is involved. And wonderful things are going to happen. Hallelujah. Expect promotion. Expect promotion. Somebody say, I expect promotion. I know you're sowing a seed of faith. Hallelujah. Stand up to both of you together. Hallelujah. Stand up to both of you together. Hallelujah. You're a faith couple. You're a faith couple.
Hallelujah.
And that's a reality. You trust God. You believe in God. And God's going to come through with you. People might talk about all the other stuff. Amen. But I talk about the Word of God that's been planted on the inside of you. Amen. There's no way that you won't be successful with the Word of God on the inside of you. When you acknowledge God, God leads you. When you put out your hands to God, He takes you by the hand and He takes you to where you want to go. And He's going to do that. And I'm here to tell you by the Holy Ghost, you are not going to fail. The more you lean on Jesus, the more you depend on Jesus, the more that you come together to talk to Jesus and to walk with Jesus, doors will just start to open up. Doors you'd never imagine. The blessings of God will start to come through like rivers of water. Amen. God told me He's going to bless you. Hallelujah. As we were praying. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He told me He was going to bless you.
Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He told me He was going to bless you. Amen. He said it. He's going to bless you and He's going to come through. Hallelujah. So expect it to manifest and rejoice in God. Hallelujah. Watch it manifest. How many heard God say that before?
Amen.
It's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
It's going to happen, but you got to pray. You got to pray. You got to acknowledge God. Amen. Not going to do it overnight. It's not going to happen overnight, but you're going to develop. Start to pray together. I don't care if it's just 3 minutes. You should just get a little stopwatch up there and get a little clock and say, okay, it's Monday. For 1 minute, we're going to pray. And I don't care if we don't say nothing but Jesus, 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 Jesus. If you put this in the beginning, I don't care if it's just a minute a day, it will turn out to your benefit. Amen. You'll be giants in the realm of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This child will be blessed. Amen. And see, God's been in control all along. Amen. There was a time you couldn't stand church and you don't know. And as soon as you went through this situation, when this thing came up, God got that baby here. Amen. God got that baby here up under the Word. Amen. Up under the Word, over that long ordeal, that long pregnancy, the Lord put that baby under the Word. God is in control. You don't have to worry about, am I going to be a good enough mother? Am I going to be a good enough father? God is involved. Amen. God formed it. God spoke it into existence. He knows and He entrusted it to you. It's not a mistake. It's the plan of the Lord. Amen. And you're going to end up blessed for it. Amen. And God gave it to you. Amen. Because He trusts you and He loves you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Ramana Rabo Shatala Banana Rabo Sikina Nahadanahaya. Rabba Rabo Sananahanalabahananaha. You can do it and you will. Watch. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And God is on your side and He will help you. Glory to God. He's here to tell you that help is on the way. Watch it coming from the north, from the south. Amen. From the east and the west. Glory to God. You're going to have more than enough. You're going to find yourself given because you don't have room to contain everything that God's about to do for you. Hallelujah. He's even speaking to hearts right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. And the spirit of peace is going out to you, honey. Hallelujah. The spirit of peace is going out to you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for just sitting under the Word of the Lord. Amen. Oh, I know the difficulty. I know the strain. I know the stress. I know all of those things. Amen. But as you allow the water, the washing of the water of Word to come to you, wholeness will come. Peace will come. Joy will come. Love will come. God will put it together. Amen. Oh, samana andarahaya. Everybody's been talked about. You ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody's been talked about. You ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Everybody that the devil told you're not going to make it, you ought to rejoice because that's a witness. I tell you what, the Bible says the devil's a liar. Amen. So if he told you you weren't going to make it, if in order for him to be a liar, that means you're going to have to make it. Glory to God. If the devil's a liar and he told you you're about to go under, that means you're about to go over. Somebody say hallelujah. Whatever the devil told you, is the opposite is actually going to happen. Amen. Because that devil is a liar. Amen. And you're going to overcome. Somebody say, I am the blessed and the redeemed of God. And even in your relationships, God's going to call you to be stewards of blessing. Stewards of blessing. Stewards of blessing. Amen. Stewards of blessing. And as you let the word of God wash over you, I speak to you. Amen. 18 months. Amen. Young men and young women. Amen. Couples. Amen. Will come to you. Amen. And you're going to give them words of encouragement and words of peace. Say, hey, I haven't been under the word that much. I don't understand all the Bible, but just your peaceful spirit and your faith and your generosity. Amen. And your ability to hold on. Amen. Is going to cause you to bring in a great harvest for the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You say, I don't think I was worth anything. Watch what God does with you. Hallelujah. Watch what God, because you've experienced death after death after death. Amen. Dysfunction after dysfunction. Problem after the problem. Amen. And you've been planted and you've been buried. Amen. But God's going to turn it around. It's going to come out for your good. And people are going to say, how did she get so blessed? How did she get so strong? How did she? You ought to be so proud of this girl, Billy. I don't understand this. And they don't understand that death brings about resurrection. Hallelujah. That death brings about resurrection. You can say, nobody did it but Jesus. Hallelujah. God did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can do it and you will do it. Amen. And it's quicker than you think it is. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Sister Kathy, why don't you bless this offering tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, he's in this place. You sense the presence of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, I said you're going to make it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't go kicking and screaming. Glory to God. Just go peacefully. Hallelujah. And watch it happen. Hallelujah. God is in control. Hallelujah. And you don't have to work so hard. It's not that difficult. It's not that hard. Hallelujah. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. He said he was making things better. Well, let him. Hallelujah. Let him. Glory to God. He will keep back the devourer. He'll hold back the dogs. Amen. To give you space to breathe. Hallelujah. To give you space to breathe. To close, to clear your mind and close the door to the voice of the enemy and to the voice of the adversary that you might be able to experience the peace of God. He delivered you from stress. He delivered you from anxiety, pain, and fear. And God doesn't want you to go back to that area ever again. Ever again. Hallelujah. That's a blessing from God. Not because you deserve it, but because he loves you. Hallelujah. Because he loves you. You can walk in and experience it. Hallelujah. 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 Go on, sister. Hallelujah. And you work today?
No, God worked that out.
Thank you, Jesus.
I dropped Sister Glory off. I had
hallelujah.
4 months and told me to call work.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. As you peacefully do what God wants you to do, promotion will come. And it might seem impossible. It might seem impossible. It might seem impossible. But as you peacefully follow the voice of the Lord and do what God wants you to do, promotion will come. And those that are your adversaries in that arena, amen, God will peacefully, without you saying a word, without you worrying about it, without you stressing about it, you don't even have to pray about it. Amen. He'll move them out of the way. Amen. That God might, because that place is meant to bless you. Amen. That's a twofold mission in that place. Amen. It's meant for you to get a lot of money. Amen. You're supposed to reap there. Amen. But you're also supposed to be a vessel of healing and a vessel of grace and a vessel of mercy. Hallelujah. And strife. Stress, and anxiety, and all of these things God wants to remove from you that you might be able to be the vessel that he wants to use in that arena. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God's saying, thank you for holding on. Hallelujah. Now, I know that really sounds strange. Whenever you hear God say thank you, that means that grace is on the way. That means that favor is on the way. Hallelujah. Favor is on the way. Favor is on the way. That's charis. Charis. The word charis or the word grace is nothing but God saying thank you. Now you say grace at dinner. You say, Lord, I thank you for this food. That is grace. Amen. And God said that grace, the grace of the Lord is on you. The grace of the Lord is on you. The grace of the Lord is on you, and it will manifest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Just sit back, rejoice in it. Amen. And you know how to maintain the Spirit of God. You know how to maintain the anointing of God and to rest in it for longer periods of time. So don't stress yourself. Amen. Don't rush yourself. Sit back, relax. And as you start to honor God, as you start to stay in the Spirit of God, pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. No matter how long it takes, you're going to find yourself being able to get more done. Hallelujah. You're going to find yourself being able to get more done. Amen. Because the devil hates you. The devil hates you. And he wants to destroy you, but he's not going to be able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's going to supernaturally touch your body. Amen. He's going to supernaturally touch your body. Amen. That you might be able to peacefully carry out God's assignment on your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go on and pray for it, dear.
You are so good. And you are so awesome.